Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Wick Grosbeck this morning on the Greg Hill Show. There's a lot to unpack, as they say in the business, in that quote. So he's raving about Jaylen Brown.
Yep.
And he's mentally and physically ripped. Except in the midst of saying that, he accidentally calls him Jason, which is kind of like saying another woman's name while you're in the act with your wife. That is not cool right there. Not cool at all.
Yeah. Sorry, not everyone's not the same card-carrying member of the Jaylen Brown is God Club.
But at least the alternate governor should be thinking about the healthy superstar who's going to lead the team this year, not the one who is hurt and may not play at all, and they're not going to ask to play or rush. Yes, Diz.
Wow, is he saying he can't tell them apart?
I don't know. Or is it just all on his mind at all times? Jason, 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 Jason. It's always about Jason, Jason, Jason. It's never about Jaylen, 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 even though he's mentally and physically ripped.
Hey, by the way, the text line, great choice for your unsung hero. Nimes Keita.
Yeah, I would like that to be the choice.
If that's the choice, the team is playing well.
Yes, if that's the choice, I think they have a chance to be a top four seed, be the home team in a playoff series, all of that.
What do we think of him? Is he going to be like,
hot and cold.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do it for 82 games. I don't think he can do it for game after game. There'll be games where you like it. And then there'll be games where like, remember the game last year? At some point, Scal, I remember this specifically, says, they got to get Keita out of this game. He cannot play in this game because of the matchup and the speed and the physicality and all these things. And I think that's true. Like, he's a fringe player.
Like, weren't you, he's kind of a, not a JAG, but just one of those guys, which is literally what a JAG stands for. Now, you were saying in our little pre-show meeting.
Yeah.
That tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers, you've been thinking maybe, just maybe, Joel Embiid going to have a day.
Yeah, he's healthy.
Yep. That's going to last for eight.
Right, but you're getting him on the night when he's healthy.
Yep.
Start the year.
Seven or eight games.
You don't have a big. And I know you're going to try to run and probably do some things to him. I worry about this matchup tonight. You have no bigs. You have no size. Embiid can absolutely dominate on the interior and the exterior, and he's held. Yes, if you asked me, would I take the over on Embiid tonight, not even having seen the number, I think I would lean toward taking the over.
It's 24 and a half.
Absolutely take the over. I'm already doubles the over. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, he's going to score. Like, who's bodying him up?
Keita
has four fouls.
Your guy,
Derek White.
Oh no, maybe sometimes you never know.
You never know.
But no, your guy Keita would be. This would be a nice way to start his season if he wants to be the unsung hero. Mm-hmm. 2 months from now, you look back and say, "Remember opening night when he bodied up Embiid and he gave Embiid all he could handle and he only had 18 points and he frustrated
in the first
him."
Quarter.
Stop it. That's not where we're going. We're staying optimistic. You know my rule. What? Today is the last day where you can truly have all hope. Yeah. You're hopeful until we see the season start, and then once the season starts, All the warts and issues and all those things tend to come up. Yes,
I thought your rule was don't feed the gremlin after midnight.
That's your rule, because I don't deal with horror movies and all that crap. Is that movie in
Gremlins
your...
Gremlins is not a horror movie.
Eh, I think it might be considered.
I would.
Yeah.
It's scary, but I consider The Wizard of Oz a horror movie, so there's
yeah, I was going to have you on. I asked Andy, I said, "Do you would you want to participate in my 31 Nights of Halloween at Stiz Grimy on my social?"
Andy
said, "Yes." The scariest movie I've seen, Wizard of Oz. I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" He said, "You remember those monkeys?
They're so scary."
I said, "All right, fair point."
And the witch is scary. Yeah. So, I mean, especially when they play that for you, you start at like 5 years old. You're watching that movie and you're like, "Holy crap, I'm not ready for this. That woman is scary. Those things are scary."
Oh, Stiz, Thomas watched Halloween, by the way.
Oh, so he and everything was good?
Yeah, everything. It wasn't too scared,
awesome.
Actually.
Good.
No, he was good with it. Thought it was good. I think a lot of what scared us as kids or made that a goat to us, like that minimalism is lost on these kids.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine. There's so much stimulism and, you know.
Or stimulism?
Yeah, that's not a word.
Stimulants.
Or stimuli?
Stimulation.
Stimulants.
Stimulation.
Is stimulism?
Stimulism.
That's one of my new...
You learned that at film school?
Yep, stimulism.
That's why I don't know it.
It was a big movement of films that were supposed to make you feel a certain way.
Holy crap. We were supposed to tell you that everybody who's ranking the NBA teams has the Celtics somewhere between 15 and 17, but instead we learned stimulism here on WEEI Afternoons. Appreciate you for attending Stiz's talk. We didn't have a TED talk today, but we had a Stiz talk with stimulism. Coming up next here, we need to talk about something I'm not even sure Fitzy is aware of. He likes Derek White a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, there is one NBA preview that has a very interesting perspective on Derek White and how his season may go.
What?
Or where it may go. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.